You are listening to a sermon recorded in 2006 at the Point Grey Interminonite Fellowship in Vancouver, British Columbia. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the church. This recording is licensed for personal use by individuals only and may not be copied, broadcast, or redistributed without the prior permission of the church board. For more information, please visit our website at www.pgimf.org.
Today is another of our communion Sundays. We sometimes refer to communion as the Lord's Supper, and supper implies a meal. Today's communion service will be taken from the Didache, a source which preserves for us the words of the oldest, more or less complete communion service. In it, you will eventually see a rubric or an instruction that reads, "After you have taken your fill of food," which suggests that in the 3rd and 4th centuries, the Lord's Supper was still part of a complete meal, and during the course of the meal, people celebrated communion. Having a meal at church was common in St. Paul's day. This early church practice sounds simply idyllic, but according to Paul, it was not always so. Paul criticizes some church members for bringing lots of food to potluck and then not sharing the food with others who were poor, or with slaves who had work schedules which did not give them time to prepare food before church. It is also possible that, according to James, some of the wealthier Roman citizens who were also Christians, sat off to one side, apart from their more poorly dressed, believing slaves. Some wealthy church members brought wine to church and even got drunk at church during communion. Yes, there were glaring abuses, but food remained a major tool for creating and sustaining community in the early church. We at Point Grey are essentially a commuting congregation. So like the early church, we find that food is important for our fellowship. I've never heard that we held a potluck because suddenly someone remembered that's what the early church did. Rather, we simply like to get together and share food and spend time eating together. Coffee time and potluck meals are very important opportunities for us to meet, talk, form a loose sort of community, getting caught up, even if only superficially. Point Grey started 20 years ago as an ad hoc collection of people from different churches. As members of this new fellowship needed to learn to know each other quickly, first, if my memory's right, and I'm getting old, first came the weekly soup tradition of simply soup, bread, and dessert. Mennonite churches have to have dessert. We can have no food at all, but we'll have cake. Potlucks came soon after, bringing us together with joy. As the fellowship grew from about 16 to 20 to 30 to 40, 50, 60... 50, 40, 30. The workload for bringing food became greater. And as the years passed, it was decided that we did not have to eat every Sunday lunch together, and so we reduced it to once a month. But even so, the tradition of eating together flourishes here. In thinking about today's celebration, I had to wonder, would our fellowship exist today if we had given up potluck and coffee 10 years ago? A conservative estimate suggests that we have had at least 240 potlucks and 1,000 coffee hours. And, having our priorities straight, long before Henry Hildebrandt built this pulpit, we owned a coffee pot. Providing food was one visible way to serve students with good food. It was appreciated by those with limited time and incomes. Now, eating together worked for the early church. It worked in Paul's day. It still worked in the 4th century. Why? Why does it help to form Christian community? Because that's what worship and singing and praying also does. While eating, we sit at tables together with others for perhaps as long as 15, maybe even 30 minutes. That's a long time considering the pace of society today. It's a lot of time to talk if we want to. We can talk about frivolous matters or serious. We can talk about golf or the morning's scripture passage, sensing what others prefer. The important thing is that we, like the believers during the early church, are together, fellowshipping over food. We become friends with those with whom we have just worshipped. And nothing quite welcomes visitors as does a potluck. One proverb suggests that by entertaining guests, some folks have unexpectedly entertained angels. The New Testament convinces me that being a Christian is about letting God transform the little activities in life so that they somehow become special for other people. And what can be more ordinary than lunch or coffee? Jesus realized this, and Jesus did a lot of his teaching at the table while people were eating. We even hear about his last meal. We call it his last supper. And during supper, Jesus explained what was going to happen to him that evening, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They didn't get it, but he explained it. All the while they were eating, passing the bread, dipping the bread in the meat juices, pouring the wine, Jesus ate with everybody. He ate with his most loyal friends. He also ate with his skeptics, with those he just knew as soon as they would get together, there'd be an argument. But Jesus turned the small thing of life, eating, into something profound. He rose above their trick questions and was able to turn trivial conversation into something blessed by God while they were eating together. The early church passed on to us its example of eating together. The early church was primarily small house groups. They were forming new groups of believers, and they needed to learn to know each other and grow in the faith just as we have these past 20 years. As time passed, some of those small groups ate together and died off. Some ate together and stayed the same. Some ate together and exploded with membership. Unfortunately for us, we're not told why some small groups of Christians who ate together and worshiped and prayed together grew in numbers and others did not. No formulas for church success were recorded and passed on. Eventually, either we don't hear about them, or it seems that churches and small groups stopped eating together. They just had a symbolic communion service. And we're not told why, nor are we told what they did to make up for it. Eating together seems to have been something newer groups did, and not groups that were established for 100, 200, or 300 years. So, in a sense, Point Grey Intermennonite Fellowship has learned what it can from the example of the early church. And we will soon be hearing 6 readings which give spiritual advice to small churches and how we are to think and behave. Point Grey has followed the example of the early church and the teachings of Jesus in scriptures, even going so far as to eat together, much more than just the symbolic taking a little bit of bread and a little bit of juice and having that stand for the whole meal. But now, Point Grey is at a place where we seem to be on our own. We are not told how some groups changed in order to survive or continue. We are not told why most small churches eventually died off. Point Grey is now facing uncharted waters. But I ask that we not fear those waters. I also ask that we not blindly put all of our faith in tradition, or in surveys, or in consultants. These things are part of modern corporate society. They're part of our automatic thinking. It's the way we are. But let's remember, church is, I think, about personal relationships. It's about serving one another, whether it's by adults offering Sunday school so parents can worship, whether it's offering food so that people have opportunity to talk together, be nurtured intellectually and spiritually as well as physically. It's about serving. If personal relationships really flourish in a fellowship, that fellowship has an important function to fulfill. And if not, there's no process under the sun that will guarantee survival. But I digress. These reflections are about food. Jesus said, "Don't look down on the little children, because even they are important." And by his life, Jesus added, "Don't overlook eating as an opportunity to be church to each other. For eating together and talking together are just as important as worshiping together." Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, in whose remembrance we will be eating our symbolic meal this morning, may the grace of that Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all forevermore. Amen.